Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Well, before we finish this call today, you're going to be shouting, hallelujah. I love that word, by the way. Hallelujah. I do.
2 Chronicles 29, verse 36, and Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that God had prepared the people for the thing was done suddenly. I like suddenly.
I do too, baby. You know that word suddenly is in the King James Version of the Bible 40 times.
Wow.
The Amplified Bible 60 times. Mm. And the New Living Translation 101 times. But the suddenly that we were directed to read is 2 Chronicles 29, verses 34, 35, and 36.
But the priests were too few, so that they could not slay all the burnt offerings. Wherefore, their brethren, the Levites, did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves, for the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance, with the fat of the peace offerings and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Lord was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that God had prepared the people for the thing was done suddenly.
The word suddenly, well, hallelujah, just suddenly. Honey, I just like seeing that word, suddenly.
I know. We like things happening.
And while suddenly is the focus of the teaching, several important thoughts began stirring in our spirit as we read this passage of Scripture. Did you notice verse 34? The Scripture says, the priests were too few. To me, that message is very clear. The first thing God wants is for you and me, for us, to be involved in His work. That's His plan. I've often said, if you have a purpose, if you have a pulse, you have a purpose. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. You might want to write that down. Get it down in your spirit. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. The preparation and presentation of the gospel to a lost and dying world is not just the function of pastors or what we call the fivefold ministry. It is the job description of every born-again believer. You can read that in 2 Corinthians 3:6, 2 Corinthians 3:6, and Revelation 1, verse 6, Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. 1, 6, 5, 10. Sometimes we're willing to give a brother or sister a word of encouragement in the midst of adversity, if that's all it is, a word. But should they need more encouragement, more of our time, then we're all too often a bit hesitant. The bottom line, there are times when we're happy, in fact, eager to give folks our opinions, but reluctant, sadly, to give them our time. Make no mistake about it. God wants us involved in the work of the ministry. It doesn't matter whether we have reverend, elder, pastor, apostle, minister or bishop stuck in front of our name.
1 Corinthians 12, verse 25 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, so that there should be no division or discord or lack of adaptation of the parts of the body to each other, but the members are all alike, should have a mutual interest in and care for one another. Honey, I had an interesting thought even as I was praying last night. We're all parts of the body. So we're all important, as one is as important as another, because you think about your own body. You know, all the parts of our body are important. And if we're missing one, then it just hurts the whole body. So no matter what our purpose or calling is, we are no more better or worse than somebody else. We are all important parts of the body.
In fact, you know, the scripture in Corinthians, when it's talking about
12.
The body, there's a verse that says, even the least important are essential or valuable.
At least, you know, ones you can't see are important.
So you may feel unimportant in the scheme of things, but you're not.
That's right.
You're part of the body. And according to the scripture, even those who feel least important are most valuable. Hallelujah. That verse you just read, honey, it says we're to have a mutual interest in and care for one another.
That's right.
That seems plain to me. When we give a word of encouragement, pray with, or give counsel to someone else, we're lifting them up. But in reality, if we're lifting them up, encouraging them, praying for them, counseling them, blessing them, then we are also lifting up ourselves.
That's right.
Frankly, that should be a separate teaching. Maybe we'll do it in a few days. The second thing God wants us to realize is that when we get involved in His plan, abundance will be realized in God's house and His children. 2 Chronicles 29:35, in that verse, it says there was an abundance of offerings. When we help others, when we do what may not be convenient at the moment, we could talk about that, couldn't we?
Yes, we can.
Even if it's God directed, then we'll find an abundance to sow as an offering.
In 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the New Living Translation, "And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others."
We'll not only find abundance, but the blessings of the Lord, hallelujah, will overtake us.
Deuteronomy 28:2 says, "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God." And that's the key.
That's the key.
Listening to what the Lord has to say.
That's right. You know, I've used this example many times before, but have you ever been walking along, tithing and giving offerings, doing what the Word has directed you to do, yet wondering where the blessings of the Lord are? When you feel all alone, when you feel like nothing is working, you got to know the sound you hear is the blessings of the Lord coming up behind you, ready to overtake you. And it's going to happen suddenly.
I like that word, suddenly.
That's another good word.
It's wonderful to pray and then something happens suddenly.
Suddenly
something happens.
The third thing God wants us to know is that our victory will come suddenly.
A reminder, 2 Chronicles 29:36 says, "And Hezekiah rejoiced and all the people that God had prepared the people for the thing was done suddenly."
How does God prepare you? Through obedience. If you're doing what God's asked you to do, when He asks you to do it, where He wants you to do it, then you will experience sudden manifestation and victory over every attack of the enemy.
Psalm 6:10 in the New Living Translation. "May all the enemies be disgraced and terrified. May they suddenly turn back in shame." And in Joshua 11:6, it says and encourages us, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, Be not afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them up, all slain before Israel. Thou shalt trot their horses and burn their chariots with fire."
You know, this is one of the scriptures. Remember, probably 8-10 years ago, God showed me in the scripture about a 24-hour miracle turnaround.
That's right.
There's 7 times in scripture that it says, "By this time tomorrow." And 4 of those are of substance, and this is one of them. By this time tomorrow. See, we need to exercise our faith, because like this scripture says, by this time tomorrow, all your enemies will be dead. Joshua got a sudden victory over his enemies, and God wants to do the same for us.
But you know why he did? Was because he was faithful day after day, day after day. He followed Moses. He helped him. He lifted his arms. He was faithful to God, and that's what we need to be, so that we can experience this suddenly when we need to.
Absolutely. I can hear somebody saying, yes, but Brother Harold, I don't have any enemies.
Oh, my.
Yes, you do. Debt is an enemy.
That's right.
Lack is an enemy. Sickness is an enemy. Depression is an enemy. Strife is an enemy. God will give you a sudden victory over every attack of the enemy, but you must be obedient and pliable in his hands. Our obedience will always bring the victories we need and desire, plus they'll come suddenly, just as God promised.
Isaiah 48, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says, long ago I told you what was going to happen. Then suddenly I took action, and all my predictions came true.
If you need a sudden manifestation in your life, then rely on the Holy Spirit for direction.
Acts 2, 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
The Holy Spirit came suddenly. He will comfort and direct you in all wisdom and victory. Child of God, listen. This thing stirred in me today. What stirred in me is that God wants to suddenly move on your behalf. But your life has to line up with his word. That's for you. It's for me. It's for us. Our lives have to line up with the word. We'll have to help. What?
Yeah, we will get tested.
That's right.
On the word.
We have to help where he says help. Do what he says do. Give where, when, and whatever he tells us to do. The scripture is filled with sudden victories and breakthroughs over attacks of the enemy.
One last scripture found in Luke 24, verse 31, we want to share with you. Suddenly, their eyes were opened and they recognized him.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, God is doing stuff all around us, little things. And if our eyes are open, we will see him moving on our behalf.
He's working on it right now. You know, as ministers of God's word, we want you to recognize the seasons, moves, and blessings of God. Our prayer for you is to see your surroundings with the eye of the Spirit and not that of the natural mind.
That's right.
And know that God wants to do suddenly in your lives, but you have to be obedient to his divine direction.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Make plans to join us tonight. Stay with me a moment. Make plans to join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern.
You won't be disappointed.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll jump up and down, shout, and probably run around the room. Hallelujah. If I didn't have microphones on me sometime, I'd do that. You know, jump up and down, run around the room. 6 p.m. Eastern, Sunday Night Live. We always have an outline, you know, a teaching outline for you. In fact, you can go back and see past programs and outlines if you'd like.
That's right.
And go to haroldherring.com up at the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow, well, tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning at 8:30, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.